With less than 2 months away from the presidential election, I had the opportunity to sit down with my favorite political power couple, Susana and Eric Kasher, to provide an inside perspective on the vice presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, and the urgency for all of our voices to be heard loudly during this current 2020 election. Eric Kasher is a principal at a law firm based in downtown Oakland, and Susana works as a program director for a preschool based in Berkeley, California. I know that the both of you are extremely busy, so thank you for taking the time to join us on air today.
Sure.
You're welcome, anytime.
Now, the two of you played a vital role during President Obama's campaign, and recently during Michelle Obama's speech at the Democratic National Convention, she urged Americans to vote like our lives depended on it. How do you see this election different from the elections that took place in 08 and 2012?
Yeah, this is going to be a really interesting and different election cycle, in large part because of COVID-19. And, you know, in 2008 and 2012, we had the ability to go into battleground states, knock on doors to try to register voters, to get people enthusiastic about the campaign. There were in-person events in battleground states, and then even locally in non-battleground states. All of that's going to be different. You know, we're not sure how well received it would be for people from out of state to parachute into battleground states to door knock and try to register people to vote and get people to the polls. So that whole campaign effort will likely be a little bit different this year. There'll be a lot of engagement online. There's also a significant push to try to encourage people to participate in mail-in voting. And I know that that's been under attack recently by the Trump administration, but there are a lot of states that will be having mail-in voting. There'll be ballots that will be mailed to individuals. So we're encouraging everyone to fill those out right away, hand deliver them to your office of registrar, or put them in the mail well in advance of the actual date of the election. So that's going to be a lot of the, logistically, those are going to be a lot of the differences. But from a messaging standpoint, I think the campaigns will be very similar. It's really about the vision of the, you know, Vice President Biden and Senator Harris in their agenda, and it's what the American people want to see in their government. I think they would bring back some, you know, obviously some integrity back to the executive branch of government. And they have the ability to work across party lines and essentially get things done. And that's what we want to see in the executive branch.
And I would say, as a mom and also as an essential childcare worker, our lives really actually do depend on this ticket being in the White House. And also just because of COVID and also the systemic racism that has always been present, but is really has been so amplified by Trump. I literally feel like our future depends on a Biden-Harris ticket winning the White House.
From your own personal perspective, who is Kamala Harris?
Well, you know, from my perspective, Kamala Harris is a daughter of the Bay Area. She's born in Oakland, California. She was born in Oakland, California.
Raised in Berkeley, too.
And she's someone who has dedicated her entire professional life to public service. You know, she is a trailblazer in no uncertain terms, you know, as a historic first, as San Francisco District Attorney, first woman, first African-American, first as California Attorney General, you know, first woman, first African-American, and South Asian. Those are not insignificant things, because if you look at the types of individuals who occupied those seats previously, and if you look at the district attorneys around the country at the time that she was San Francisco District Attorney, we're talking about predominantly white men. And she was a trailblazer in that she broke into these positions. And there takes a lot of courage to do that, and a lot of conviction, a true belief in what it is that you're doing, and a passion for the work that you're doing. Because those are often hostile. It's hostile territory. There aren't a lot of people who look like you. The positions that she was taking at the time were not popular, so there was a lot of opposition. But She truly believed in the work that she was doing, the importance of the work, and the ways in which that it was going to be able to impact all of our communities. And that's, so it's a testament to her in her perseverance, in her courage, in her wherewithal, and just the fight, the fighting spirit that I think, again, I think it's rooted in her upbringing in the Bay Area, and that kind of resistance culture of always trying to push the status quo and fight for what you believe is right.
I was just talking to my mom about this the other day, that kids from Berkeley and Oakland are a special kind of kid. No offense to Eric, you know, Kali knows what I'm talking about. And that there's this kind of complex identity when you're growing up around so much social justice language and practice and activism. And I think for me and for a lot of other people that we are close with, we see a lot of ourselves in Kamala because we know what it's like to grow up in a place where social justice issues and politics are always part of your life from when you're a small child. You know, those things inform every decision that you make and how you think of things, even the way that she approached being a prosecutor, which is unpopular from the left often, and also seems to have been unpopular sometimes even within her own family. But the way that she approached things as the first woman of color, the first Black woman, the first Indian woman, for so many of her identities and so many of her career choices, I think comes from the culture that she was raised in the East Bay and the Greater Bay Area, and how complex her thinking is, and how that is just deeply rooted in you when you grow up around all these incredibly smart and politically active people.
I definitely agree that being raised in the Bay Area instills a very unique rhythm from a very young age. I'd like to ask about, I'm always impressed and inspired by Kamala Harris's bravery to stand up to racist and sexist opponents. Where would you say her bravery stems from? And how might this strength restore a new climate of justice and equality in the White House?
Her mom was someone who I think instilled in Kamala and her sister a real sense of purpose. And, you know, I love what she always says about how her mom kind of instilled in her this, the importance of, you know, you may be the first to do a number of things, but make sure you're not the last. This idea that you lift as you climb, that you look out for those around you and make sure that you are opening doors and keeping those doors open for those who are walking behind you. And just that kind of communal aspect to leadership, you know, where you decide, if you choose to go into public service and you're breaking down all these barriers, make sure that you're creating opportunities for others to do the same. And so I think a lot of her kind of strength and resilience comes from that. And, you know, her mom was very much a first in a lot of things that she did as well. For her to feel kind of being a first, and maybe even some of the attacks that she's felt from different opposition kind of research or the other things, this is nothing that's new to her. You know, she's been someone who's been different in almost everything that she's decided to do throughout her career. So she's weathered and she's tested and she's almost hardened to a lot of those things, because at the end of the day, she knows that what she's hoping to achieve here and the change they're looking to bring to the White House is far more important, and that's what truly matters. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, on the second piece of kind of how does that translate into kind of her leadership and what she might bring to the White House, you know, I've told friends this, but we will, you know, we've never seen a vice president like we will have with Kamala Harris as vice president of the United States. She is someone who is compassionate, who understands where she's from, understands the communities that she represents, and will make sure that their voices are heard in every decision that's made in this administration. She has a kind of social justice and just a fairness and kind of a justice upbringing and background that I think is kind of a thread that weaves and finds its way in everything that she's done. And she'll bring that attitude and she'll bring that leadership and that focus to all of the work that she does as vice president.
Thank you, Eric. I love that aspect of lifting as you climb. Susanna, when the pearls are off and the camera's not rolling, who is Kamala?
We've been lucky enough to spend a little bit of time with her family and know her family pretty well and see her with her niece and her grandnieces. And she is really very close to her family and she treasures them. And I think that informs how she treats people and how she thinks of the world, because she has all these wonderful young women and strong women around her that she's a role model for, that she has a direct impact on so many people that are close to her. And I think that translates in politics to being able to think about the greater good of other people. A lot of politicians have always been in politics, or they have legacy, their parents were in politics or some kind of connection to politics their whole lives. But unlike a lot of, you know, other quote elite Democrats or Republicans who you know, went to Ivy Leagues and had, you know, parents with a lot of, you know, social capital in Washington, D.C., you know, Kamala has started at the very beginning and worked her way through and has worked really, really hard. And I think you can tell that in her work ethic. She's gotten, you know, to where she is because of how hard she's worked.
Eric, as both of you have mentioned, some of Senator Harris's decisions have not always been popular amongst the left. What would you say in response to people's critiques of her history as a prosecutor?
I know that there are a lot of concerns about her record as a district attorney and as a prosecutor. And one of the things that I think is just really important and that I've always found just respected about her is she chose to go into the field of being a district attorney and as a prosecutor, and that was not a popular decision. It wasn't popular in her own household. I think, you know, her family members questioned the wisdom of the decision. Why do you want to be a prosecutor? You know, there are members of the Black community who feel like prosecutors and district attorneys are bad because they send people to jail. But again, she always felt she always was grounded in serving justice and bringing about justice for victims of crimes, right? And that's extremely important. And also this sense that you can't change systems unless and until you exist within them. You know, there has to be someone who is willing to work within systems to bring about some of the systemic change that you want to see from within. It has to be a parallel track. You have to have, you know, the organizing and the movement politics and those who kind of push the administrations and governments to do the right thing. But you also have to have allies and those advocates within the systems that exist. And when both of those come together, that's when you're at your best. We've seen that at different points in history. And I've always respected her willingness and just interest in being that advocate from within and serving in these roles that were not popular. And they were hard positions to be in. I've always just admired that about her. And I think it's pretty impressive.
Well, what a treat to speak with both of you. I want to thank Susanna and Eric for sharing their enthusiasm and love for Kamala Harris and the campaign trail. Signing out for today, I'm Kalia Kwa with KCSB News. Thanks for listening.